As we give our love to the beloved mighty Helios and to the seven mighty Elohim who govern his sacred fire to the earth, in the name of the beloved Master Jesus, we offer him everything for the freedom of America and the ascension of all mankind. May our mighty I Am presence open the way for his flame to so enfold us and to so intensify continually around us that wherever we move, his victory possesses the earth and rules for eternity. Beloved ones of the cosmic fire, again we enter in to a deeper and closer association with you into the physical octave, that there may come the more rapid intensifying of the cosmic fire to the earth, for that is the only way and means by which the correction of conditions here may come about permanently. And I want you to feel today, as you have called forth more of the cosmic fire to instantaneously fulfill your calls, but that cosmic fire will answer you, and I shall so direct it, I shall so command it, I shall so continue its expansion. Know with every fiber of your being that every call you have made to your beloved I Am presence must manifest in the physical world the picturing of the perfection for which you have called, and for the correction of conditions here that should never be allowed to exist. And now we enter in to the feeling of complete oneness with the cosmic fire of my heart. I want you to feel that when you make the call for the fiery love of my heart to come into physical conditions, I want you to be able to see and feel and watch that act with no uncertainty. For you do not know what is in my heart. In fact, you do not know what is in the heart of anyone, because the heart of every life stream is the unfed flame, and none unascended understand completely what is within the unfed flame. So we're going to become more and more conscious of that which is within the unfed flame, first of all, in my heart, through the fiery love of my life, which I give to this whole system of worlds. And if you want to know what is in my heart, then call, and you shall be taught by your oneness with that fiery love what it means to enter into the unfed flame and feel and use its authority in the physical conditions of your world to bring perfection more rapidly and to cut you free from that which has tortured and limited you through the ages. Know with every fiber of your being that the fiery love of my heart interpenetrates all of this system. All that composes this system of worlds is held within the great cosmic fire of my heart's love. And that is an actual concentration of the sacred fire from the great central sun, which forms the atmosphere in which this whole system of worlds exists and moves forward on its appointed destiny in its orbit around the great central sun. So when you ask me to reveal to you what is within the fiery love of my heart, I shall show you, and from time to time, Well, there come within you that full conscious awareness of all that the sacred fire means to you. And then as you call it into outer physical conditions, will you be able to watch those conditions change until you will feel and know with every fiber of your being its magnificent power and its eternal authority to compel perfection everywhere. And great is the wonderful design of life in conferring upon all mankind the unfed flame from the great central sun, which is the focus of the life stream within the physical body. And within that unfed flame, there is all of those activities of perfection that you could ever use in outer action. But within the surrounding fire of my heart's love, which enfolds every unfed flame, abides the help, the magnetic power of the great central sun magnet, which draws upon each individual's own heart flame and enables it to expand in the greater flame of my love, till every unfed flame one day becomes a dazzling sun whose authority and power to produce perfect creation goes forward in cosmic action till life expresses the fulfillment of its ever-expanding divine plan. I want you to feel that you can at any moment, by turning your attention to me, come within the fiery love of my heart's flame. And if you will still the outer, your own heart, the unfed flame of your life within you will draw into your outer conditions the greater assistance which you require at this time. Then as you become aware of that and know you may retire at any moment into the fiery love of my heart to there receive whatever is necessary of the cosmic fire to make you master over conditions in the physical world, you have but to come to me on the power and authority which I am to give my fiery love without limit comes into your outer affairs and flows through you in conditions that need purifying and correcting. Great is the wonderful mercy of life. Great is its magnificent plan of perfection. And you scarcely begin to realize just how marvelous it is until you begin to come deeper and deeper within the unfed flame, both from the heart of your higher mental body and from my heart, which means the heart of the system. The power of the sacred fire to produce perfection and to remove imperfection is without any limit whatsoever. And as you use it more and more and become aware of its magic powers to produce in this world the perfection that ought to be here, will your hearts leap with joy as you enter in to a more concentrated use of these great divine gifts of life. Mankind are so ignorant in the outer world of these great inner laws of the cosmic fire, of these great inner powers of the mighty God, love, and life of the universe. They are so ignorant of the cosmic power of the sacred fire that ever stands awaiting their use. And they can only know and understand it by using it in the physical world before their ascension. because at the moment of the ascension, they become that flame in action in the finer substance of our octave. Our mankind can only know and understand these greater powers of the universe by calling them into action in the physical world, into conditions that need purifying and perfecting. And by the constant use of this cosmic fire, does each one's world become purified, and you become aware of the authority and the power that each life stream has to produce perfection in this world, or to help free itself from the conditions in which it has been enmeshed and enslaved for centuries. Ignorance of the law, my dear ones, both the divine cosmic law of the sacred fire and ignorance of its action in the physical world, is the cause of all mankind's enslavement to destructive forces. Because mankind are ignorant of its cosmic authority, which should be ruling through every individual, they remain enslaved to the human desires and destructive activities of the sinister force in this world, when by enough use and enough attention to the beloved I Am presence and to us, this cosmic fire could come in through and around every life stream to much more quickly consume the human and set it free from its connection with a mass discord in which the rest of mankind abide. Mankind have for so long been amused by their own physical pleasures. They played with the human feelings and the physical senses so long that the energy of their own mental and feeling world, the energy of each physical body, has become qualified with their contemplation of the physical sense entertainment to the point where those creations have enslaved them to their own ignorance. And unless they receive enlightenment, unless they consciously call forth the sacred fire to bring them free from the mass accumulation of discordantly used energy in this world, they would stay here indefinitely. And it is only because of the great mercy of life, in that great love which we pour forth to all life, that there comes the light of illumination on one wave of the cosmic fire after another, until there is a magnetic pull upon the attention to reach up to something else beside the sense entertainment of the physical body. And every limitation in this world, every limitation in everyone's life stream, is due to some thought or feeling concerning the physical body. Therefore, all enslavement of mankind is due to the energy that has been radiated from the unfed flame, consciously requalified by the outer self with the discord and the imperfection in which it chose to abide instead of coming back into the unfed flame and entering in to the full authority and power of its eternal purity. Because the only energy that mankind can requalify with the impurity and limitations of the physical senses is the radiation from the unfed flame. For they can never requalify the unfed flame itself. No impurity can enter there. So it is by mankind's misuse of the gift of that unfed flame that their physical senses have been gratified to their enslavement and dishonor to God. For every ounce of energy on this earth that has ever been qualified with anything less than the love and purity and perfection of a physical sun and the great central sun has dishonored God. All physical entertainment of the sense consciousness that does not produce perfection and glorify the great life of the universe is dishonored to God. I'm the only thing that can purify mankind from those desires, from those feelings, and from their creations of the past is the conscious call to the mighty I Am presence for the use of the sacred fire that brings God's purity where human creation has been brought forth. So when I invite you to come into the fire of my love and the authority of my heart and abide in my cosmic control by that sacred fire and love of everything in this system of worlds, I have invited you to come into the powerhouse of ascended master perfection, whose authority you may yet use in the physical octave while yet unascended, and correct conditions here, which is your obligation to life. Now, why is that so? Because if you have misqualified the radiation from your own heart's flame through the misuse of its energy, then that energy will return to you again and again and again as problems, as in conditions in which your physical body has to move until you take that energy, purify it, and requalify it with the eternal perfection of the unfed flame. Because the unfed flame expands that radiation, and if you were to hold it steady with its own eternal perfection, the flame itself would reach out and the radiation would become the flame. And then that greater flame would expand again its radiation. That is its natural expanding power of perfection from the great central sun. Now, in the midst of a world of chaos, in which even the powers of nature are rebelling against mankind's filth and discord and frightful dishonor to God, we come from the heights of the cosmic fire into a world of darkness and chaos to bring the cosmic fire that consumes the impurity. Therefore, you who understand the law of your beloved I Am presence, and by conscious determination of your own free will turn away from these conditions of the physical world and come within the heart flame of your own beloved I Am presence, and ask that the outer self be sealed within my fiery love and cosmic control of all in this system of worlds, you will find the sacred fire of my love will come in and around you and control conditions of nature and the conditions in which you move in a way that you cannot control otherwise. I am offering you power this afternoon without limit, which as yet you do not understand, but which you shall understand as you use it and accept the love I offer. The world is taking its initiation in love, and love must become alive in all energy in this world. And the love of which I speak is the fiery love of my immortal purity to the whole system. And this I am offering you today, that your wills may be purified, and you may receive the boundless supply which love alone can give, that you may go forward free as your beloved Saint Germain has commanded for you. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, I'm revealing something to you that you need to know. Your beloved Saint Germain has called directly to me for the release of more of the cosmic fire into your nation, that you may more quickly enter into that freedom and use of the greater powers that are necessary to save your country and shut off the frightful things that are planned against you. And in that love which he bears you and has poured to you through the centuries, there has been the constant call for your freedom on your raising out of connection with the enslavement of the rest of the world. Therefore, because he has honored your country with the gift of his life, which he gave to the early patriots in the beginning, because he gave those patriots the courage, the strength of his own heart's flame to go forth and dare to bring forth a country that was offered to the right to love God and the freedom to live as God intends. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, since destructive forces hate the light that reveals their plans and their intent to destroy mankind, then there must come into your nation, through the conscious call of some of your people, the demand upon the cosmic law, through your beloved I Am presence, and through those who are assisting you, for the release of the cosmic fire that not only reveals what is intended against you, but is the cosmic authority of all creation to consume that which has enslaved you so long. Therefore, it is necessary that I explain this to you today, because the call for the fiery love of my heart into that which is the heart of the world must come from the heart of life itself on this planet. And since America is the heart of the world, corresponds to the same thing as the heart in the physical body, then the call for the fiery love of my heart to come into the heart of the world, to make that fiery love expand and dissolve and consume the conditions that have polluted the very atmosphere of the earth, that call must come. And therefore, we are waiting for the call and ready to answer all of you who will continually send that forth in the name of your nation, that the flame of God's life and freedom in the heart of the world shall be allowed to expand until it controls things within your borders that have otherwise sought to destroy you completely. Every destructive force in every other nation of the world hates you. And unless the fire of my love, the authority of my life, the control of the cosmic fire to this whole system of worlds is intensified into your nation by your call of your own free will to blaze the fire here that prevents destructive forces gaining their ends, unless that cosmic fire is brought into the physical octave, there would be no hope for you. Now, when I offer the fiery love of my heart to every one of you who chooses to retire within it from time to time, it is because the need of the nation and the world far transcends the need of the individual. Therefore, the cosmic law is allowing much to be done for each of you individually that could never be permitted otherwise, except for the crisis that your nation faces this hour. And when you have only a few men, like your beloved General MacArthur and others who are standing with him, to see as God sees the destiny of a nation and to say and know and tell the public that war will not solve anything. And if they don't stop it, then it will engulf the world. Then you must know that the God courage of a man like that is speaking the truth at this time to fire the people awake, that this flame may expand within your borders to save you. Therefore, you are the saviors of your nation if you will remember to come in to the fiery love of my heart, demand what is within my heart to come forth and save your nation. And who of you can tell me what is in my heart for your nation? Only by calling for this cosmic fire within your borders will you be made aware of what is the destiny and divine plan's fulfillment for your nation, and what is our way and means of bringing that about. Because all on the set of mankind on the earth do not know what is within my life flame for you. But you may find out if you give me your attention and use my fiery love into your physical conditions until it reveals to you what is within it. And I'm not talking in riddles. Let the fiery love of my heart be a garment about you until it becomes visible to the physical senses of mankind. Let it go forth within your government and into the individuals who are trying to stand for the protection of God's freedom to the earth. Let it become for them an armor of living flame, and you shall see destructive forces die and their plans collapse forever. And there is no other way. Mankind's reasoning faculties have told them repeatedly through the ages that war is the failure of life. And yet their feelings have gone on, determined to create more war. Now our feeling comes into the lower physical atmosphere of Earth, if you will so call it, if with your call for the fiery love of my heart's flame to come into your physical world, it shall come. And as your beloved Master Jesus said, ask the beloved I Am Presence anything you will, and that mighty I Am Presence will give it to you. And I am saying the same thing today. Ask for what ye will to save your nation by the fiery love of my heart, and I will show you what is within my heart that can do for the heart of the world what nothing else can do, in the service of your blessed Master Saint Germain, in the service of your mighty Master Jesus. Ask to know what is in my heart, and I will tell you by your own experiences inside of you through the unfed flame. As it expands through you, will there come the illumination and full conscious awareness and use of these greater powers to which you are heirs, which are your divine birthright, and which are the natural way of living life. You call the fiery love of my heart into every condition you contact and see for yourselves whether the power of transmutation is the figment of anybody's imagination. When you place the physical fire into paper or you let it touch something in the physical world, it produces certain effects, doesn't it? Well, so does my cosmic fire. When the fire of my love, which is an actual living flame, touches into the substance or the energy of a condition that is wrong, that flame sets to work to consume it. And in its place, let flow forth the perfect manifestation that renders service to the universe, fulfills the divine plan, and produces only happiness that is eternal. So, my loved ones, when the unlimited powers of life in our octave ever stand awaiting your use in the physical world, I say use and use and use the fiery love of my heart in all your physical conditions before you start to do any physical thing, and see for yourselves whether I will help you build perfection or not. I don't want you enslaved longer to the limitations of the physical octave, when the fire of my love will supply you and set you free as you have never experienced in the past. One day you must become a son of that same great fiery love which I am to this system of worlds. That is the cosmic destiny to which life calls you. That is the height of attainment to which you must reach. Life's law is ever-expanding perfection. And therefore, if you come with the great natural expanding fiery love of the authority of the whole system, you will know no longer struggle nor limitation, but will rise on the wings of light, clothed in the cosmic fire that takes you forward in the mastery of perfection. And if you don't go thus, then you go the other way, for there is no such thing as standing still. You either continue to rise with a great expanding cosmic fire of love to bless the universe around you and go forward in cosmic creation without limit, or you turn your back upon that and go into the degradation of the enslavement of your physical bodies to destructive forces. And but for the love of your beloved Saint Germain, but for the love of the mighty son of Kamara, but for the love and service your beloved blessed divine director and others of the ascended host who have called your life streams again and again and again into the fiery love of our octave, but for that you would have all gone to annihilation long ago. Love alone has brought you to where you are today. Love alone has taken you out of the conditions which enmesh the rest of mankind. Love alone, from the mighty son of Kamara 2.5 million years ago, enfolded you in the fiery flame of his love. And his love alone kept you from going the pathway with which you were then experimenting. And I, who guard this system, I who supply my life to the whole system of worlds, I who have offered the fiery love of my life to be the life of your physical earth, am offering you your home in the fiery love of my heart, and I have offered you the opportunity to enter in and receive its illumination and understanding from within your own selves by your own use of that sacred fire in your physical affairs, to prove to you the law, the truth, and the power which I am offering. Therefore, we expect each of you, by your use now of my fiery love and authority and control of this whole system of worlds, we expect you each to be an open door, and by conscious command, call this into your outer daily use. that the unfed flame from the physical sun may continue its expansion in the heart of the world, to guard the heart of the world until the rest of the body of earth is purified and healed, and again, once again, be made self-luminous and taken forward to its destiny as a sun. And may I say another thing? Unless you use this fiery love from your beloved I Am presence and from our octave, the only other place that you can go in the universe is to annihilation. Now you have your choice today. You either enter in to the fiery love of my heart and have your freedom and become the saviors of your nation and the world, or you go with the destructive forces into annihilation. Make your choice. Not indefinitely does the cosmic law permit this constant misuse by destructive forces of the energy of life in this world. The hour of decision is at hand. You either come to our perfection, or if you turn your back upon it, you go the way of the sinister force, which is annihilation. There's no other existence to life. Life either gives obedience to the cosmic law of its expanding perfection, or life is withdrawn from the physical form that will not use it correctly. Infinite has been the patience of the great cosmic law in allowing mankind free will to do as they please, or may I say misdo, with the energy of the universe and the gifts of life, and produce what they have in this world as it exists today. The frightful dishonor to the source that gives everything by mankind's continual discordant use of energy is soon to come to an end. And I tell you, individuals who will not face this great love to life, to which we call you, wherein abides only eternal happiness and freedom and boundless perfection, individuals who will not come this way at this time must face the frightful suffering of their own creation. And because they are unawakened and unlearned concerning the law, will their suffering be terrible. It does not need to be, if enough will call the fiery love of my heart, the heart of this system of worlds, concentrated into your country, into your minds and bodies, into your physical affairs, to produce that which love alone can give. And what does love produce except happiness and perfection? What could I give but greater glory in the use of my life that is wholly divine? What could I give to your world but perfection? And therefore, when I offer you my heart, it is my life, and its love is almighty authority everywhere throughout creation forever. And therefore, if you will turn away from the human authority and human desires of the physical world, you will enter in to the glory that is indescribable in the use of the sacred fire from the heart of creation that ever expands its blessings and gives its miracle powers into the use of those who will abide within it and love its law to the fulfillment of the great divine plan. It should be no struggle, my dear ones, to turn your back upon human desires when we are offering you the glory and happiness and freedom and perfection and beauty beyond limit, joy indescribable, and ever-expanding perfection. We offer you the fullness of all that is wonderful and worth everything of your outer self's effort to attain it. We offer you everything that is joyous and free and beautiful and magnificent in their great master powers of life to produce perfection. And what can the senses offer you in comparison to that? What can all mankind and all the forces on the earth put together offer to you in comparison to the love of my heart? What can they give you compared to the glory and beauty and the love of the physical sun? It is self-evident, and the law will not wait forever for mankind to make up their minds. Soon, the cosmic law will take a hand and be the decision for every life stream. But those who of their own free will turn Godward at this time and care to abide in the glory and happiness of the fiery love of my heart, I learn the use of all its master powers to produce perfection forever, wherever you go in the universe, to be able to correct conditions in this world by the very master authority and power of the sacred fire. You who will turn Godward and receive this at this time, go forward living the charmed existence of which your blessed messenger speaks often. Through the fiery love of my heart will heaven be made manifest on earth. And that which will not come heavenward must one day cease to exist. One way we offer everything that is of love and beauty and perfection and eternal happiness. And the other is annihilation due to the degradation of dishonor to God. There's no middle ground. If you choose longer to experiment with the entertainment of the senses and the degradation to which they take you, then that is your end of this. If you come with the love of my heart, is the ever-expanding glory of the universe. And you may feel me just as close as you want to. And when you say to your beloved I Am Presence, make me feel the intense cosmic power of mighty Helios, fiery love, your I Am Presence will call to me, and together shall the two flames, one from within you, given by your presence, and that which enfolds you, given from my heart, make you know the glory which I am. Then will you know what the messenger meant when he said, I am the presence that glorifies you. And if you ask that my fiery love in you glorifies you to the great freedom and victory of your beloved I Am Presence in the fulfillment of your destiny and the great divine plan's everlasting blessings here, I will glorify you. I will glorify your world. I will glorify that which you hold near and dear with love and glory, which only the cosmic fire can create, maintain, or expand. The only presence that can give you that glory is the sacred fire of our love. You may not always want to hear us constantly reminding you of our love, but if you will be grateful to hear us, the blessings that are contained within it will one day fill you with the contentment and the satisfaction of such freedom as nothing else can give. So, beloved ones, if you want the master power over the forces of the elements, you will have to use the fiery love of my life to this system of worlds. You will have to use the sacred fire of my love from the sun if you're going to control the discordant conditions of the forces of the elements in this world. So let us enter in and become love supreme. And then, when you call my fiery love to assist you, to bless the beings of the elements, so they are cut free from the impurity imposed on them by mankind that causes them to do destructive things, when you give them their freedom through your love and blessing, they will become your happy, willing co-workers to give you all the blessings in their realm of life. And may I say one more thing? And I trust you won't think I'm scolding you this afternoon. But this, I want you to know, that within the fiery love of my heart is all the supply you could ever dream of, more than you could ever use to perfect the whole planet. And if you want boundless supply, let my love supply it to you in the divine way of everlasting freedom. I'm not coaxing you nor bribing you to be good, but I am calling you to the use of your divine powers that set you free, because I want you free. Whether your outer selves know that or not matters little. I want all in this system of worlds set free, free from all that is not the eternal joy of our love and the boundless freedom and unconditional use of the sacred fire throughout all creation. You are living in the heart of the world, and if you will make yourselves a son of my heart's love to fill the heart of the world with my fiery love and cosmic fire to protect God's freedom here, then we can do many things for you, beloved ones, quickly to set you free from the conditions that have seemed to resist your cause. You shall go forward like happy children, clothed in the sunshine of our eternal love, in which is everything you could ever desire. This whole system of worlds has come into manifestation through my love. And do you think I could not give you all you could desire through that love? Every desire of your heart, which means every constructive desire of your life stream, can be fulfilled in outer action to you through the fiery love of my heart. Know that it is real. It is as real as your physical son, and it is the physical son. And did you hear me say your physical son? Because it is yours just as well as mine. If the unfed flame in your heart and my heart is one flame of life, may I say you have come into embodiment through the physical sun, from the great central sun. So it is part of your own life stream's manifestation to this system of worlds. Enter into this and use it to fill your worlds, and your decrees shall produce manifestation quickly that gives you by the hour greater joy while yet rendering your service to the nation and the world. What think you would be the relief tonight to those in your national defense in the holocaust of that destruction? What think you would be their joy if in one mighty flash my fiery love blazed in and around them, and the cosmic voice of your Master Jesus spoke the words, "Peace, be still," and all are compelled to obey? That is the power of my fiery love. That's what I'm offering you tonight. That is the control of the elements that eventually will be yours as you call this in your daily activities into the physical octave, in everything you do, to be my control of the whole system of worlds by the fiery love from the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. And as you become the victory of that fiery love supreme, will you become more and more like your higher mental bodies until mankind will be compelled to admit the fulfillment of the law and give you the credit that is your due. I would appreciate greatly your continual call for my fiery love and cosmic control of this whole system of worlds to be the control of every person in Congress, everyone in your government, be the control of every physical thing in your country until the heart of the world is filled with the fire of my love. And then balance and freedom will send forth those cosmic flames into the other nations of the world until destructive forces are consumed or compelled to leave the earth until they are purified. Your beloved Master Saint Germain asked you in your decrees to demand that those who are sent to the compound have their life streams sustained, that they may not enter into the second death because of its delay in the perfection which would come to the planet otherwise. But you, in the use of this call, may be the open door by which the strength goes forth and is the power of the sacred fire to sustain those life streams until they are purified and turn and fulfill the divine plan as life intends. So I am offering that to you which will fulfill every plan you have ever sent forth that is constructive, fulfill every desire of your hearts to fulfill that great divine plan, and be for you the power to give help to your nation and be the strength to those who are trying to defend the freedom of your country in the midst of the blackness of the world's hate. My fiery love can bring such light to the earth as shall consume every shadow forever. And therefore, if you will call me, I will do what I alone am the authority to do in this whole system of worlds. You are my hope. You are the open door of freedom to your nation. You are the family of your beloved Saint Germain, whose love has called you from the shadows of annihilation. Now let us return to life, the balance for the assistance given, and feel the joy at the opportunity to return to life, that blessing for the freedom of the nation that has been given you through the centuries to bring you back to the light from whence you came, and not let the shadows ever touch you again. Your beloved Saint Germain, 70,000 years ago, in the goblet of the liquid light which he gave you the protection and the strengthening of your life streams to the place where the destructive forces could not engulf you. And now, in his service, for the cleansing of the earth, do I offer my help that you may return to him, the great divine balance of life, to the nation he has loved and served so well, and which is the heart of the world. Mankind began their journey here on the ground that is now your America, and mankind must begin their ascension here as the ascension of the world. And you, knowing the law, if you will use the fiery love of my heart, will be privileged to render that service and make the balance back to life for all that has been given you in the centuries past and all that yet awaits your use in that which we offer today. May I clothe you in the armor of its blazing glory. Let it be a cloak of invisibility about you, through which destructive forces cannot see. I'll let you have the victory your hearts desire on the freedom that is your destiny become manifest now in your nation, that it may be the magnet of love and encouragement to the rest of the people to turn Godward and use the God powers of life until their freedom in the ascension is eternal. May your nation arise tonight, held in the fiery love of my heart, and may that cosmic fire sweep throughout the whole country in a power that you've never felt before, and fire the people with the strength of my love, that the heart of the world may blaze its unfed flame till the divine government of the earth in every nation comes forth and selfishness is consumed from the records of the universe forever. To the glory and contentment, to the happiness and master powers of its eternal freedom and perfection, do I call you tonight into my heart. May you come there and find what awaits you and abides to receive you into your eternal freedom. Thank you for your love to your nation. Thank you for the love to your blessed Saint Germain and to your beloved I Am Presence. And for all the love you have ever poured forth, I shall pour back to you more fiery love and continue to pour it until that hour when we welcome you in our octave and we look upon your nation as the ascended master nation of the earth, whose unfed flame becomes the magnet to raise every other nation into the eternal perfection of the ascended master's octave. Great is your opportunity. Glory that is boundless lies ahead of you. Freedom that is eternal in its great happiness ever awaits you as the divine blessings that life holds in store for all who want to come the way of our fiery love in the great perfection of eternal sacred fire. That beloved I Am Presence, in its mighty glory, bless you tonight with all that my heart can give, and that is boundless. May you become a son of its presence everywhere you move, and all that you've ever desired come into outer fulfillment now to bring glory and perfection and joy everywhere you go till the earth itself sings its song and anthem of praise. To that beloved I Am Presence from whence we all proceed and whose boundless fire of eternal love ever pours forth a glory that lifts all to eternal perfection. Thank you for your love and my love. Enfolding yours, I trust shall fill your nation and bring back the loved ones in the national defense until war is unknown and not even remembered anywhere in this system of worlds. The fire of my love can consume it. Call it into outer action and let us free those other life streams who cry in the darkness to find the way of light to God. Thank you for your love and your service to the light. Good night. Beloved mighty Helios, thank you for your heart and its fiery love into the physical octave. Keep us so sealed within it that never again Are we conscious of anything but your victory and your cosmic control of everything in this world till all stand ascended and free? To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such fiery love from beloved mighty Helios' own great heart in this system of worlds that it blazes everywhere in through and around us, and our beloved I Am presence comes forth and controls forever everything wherever we abide. And we render that service to America, which commands her to arise and throw off everything that is not the fiery love of beloved mighty Helios' heart, until his perfection fills our land and the God freedom of this earth comes forth and rules all for eternity. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in all that fiery love of your heart. Make us its obedience and see that it replaces everything in this world that is of hate or anger or war or that is of the shadows. Thank you, precious Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, beloved mighty Helios. Beloved Master Jesus and Saint Germain, Nod and the great divine director, precious Archangel Michael and all the great ones, beloved Goddess of Justice, accept our heart's love. Clothe us with the fiery love of your hearts and make us your victory in everything in this physical world, wherever we go forever. And to the seven mighty Elohim do we call as never before, to clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. Beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress all the fiery love of mighty Helios' own heart, make us know what is in his heart, and then make us his heart of that sacred fire to America, and America's heart of that sacred fire to the earth, until his light has illumined everything, and his love has consumed all, unlike his own great glorious freedom and perfection for eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with beloved mighty Helios, fiery love from the heart of the physical sun and the great central sun, and blaze its cosmic fire everywhere around all in this radiation, through us to America, through America to the world, and let it be the fullness of everything we could ever require to bring heaven on earth, fulfill the divine plan as life intends, and go forth with the eternal happiness that for which we have always called and now stands at our door until we enter in and set all free forever. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand that worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and especially the annihilation of all selfishness and hate. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, we continue in action till all the perfection of the ascended master's octave is made manifest on earth, and the human is gone forever, even from the memory of life. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the sacred fire of that cosmic love necessary to purify and save America, and then flood through America that same mighty love until it cleanses the earth and all upon the planet has become ascended master perfection for eternity.